God, we need a new intro. It's ANA MMA, and we are back.
The quick turnaround, episode 76.
Right. Two in a week. Two in 2 days, actually.
So fucking be thankful.
This is great content.
It's early Thanksgiving.
Okay.
From ANA MMA.
Or it's Valentine's. This is our Valentine's Day gift to you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, because we won't podcast till after Valentine's Day. Anyway, we're here. We're back with a vengeance. And today, we got... What is it, Nurpleberry now? What did you go by in the cage?
Neffleberry Neff.
Neffleberry Neff. Okay.
That sounds like a good peace tea flavor.
Ooh, yeah.
Sounds like a Captain Crunch to me.
Like some, like some berry from Brazil, like a Kai or something like that. But it's James Neff, and he's coming back to see us. You look good, man. You look great.
Thank you.
Like, the weight loss is
supermodel Neff. God.
Trying to be.
No more big sexy, it's just sexy now.
More like Snackleberry.
Ooh! So what's been up, man? You just got a crazy first round finish in your last fight.
Not much, other than just trying to cut weight. That's all I'm doing.
Trying to keep
anymore.
It down?
Yeah.
So, so you're down to, you started, when we first met you, you were what, like 350 maybe, 340?
Yeah. But I started at 392 altogether.
Damn.
So and I waited at 216.
216 just recently. Wow. Yeah. How did it feel comparative to being at super and then being at heavy and then, well, I guess you were still at heavy, but closer to light heavyweight?
It felt good. I was able to pick my guy up. I was able to look him in the eyes. Yes. He's only 5'9".
Really?
Yeah.
So. Bet you haven't had that ever.
No. I'm used to 6'6" guys, so it's kind of nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as like... your feeling in there, like, did it feel better?
Yeah, I felt better. I felt faster.
You looked amazing. I mean, dude, your stand-up was crisp, and then you got him to the ground. Man had no chance.
Dude, went right into the arm triangle. I was like, whoa, that's some shit right there.
Thanks. I work hard on it.
Yeah, that was good.
Is that one of your favorite submissions? Have you used that one in a fight before?
Actually, I've used it, but I've only ever gotten it once. And then Andrew and me were working on it Tuesday at judo because I couldn't get it, and then it happened in the fight.
Nice. Uh-huh. That's perfect.
I was like, yes.
Another
That's
one
how
of
Morgan
my
is, yeah, his MMA Jesus magic.
Right. He said a prayer for you. but yeah, you look great. So where are you going? Like weight wise,
where are you going?
I want the 85ers, man.
The 85ers.
The 85ers.
You're going to be like a little Rusmar Fajales? Parhal, whatever his name is.
Paul Harris.
Paul Harris. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get down to 85, trying to maybe 70 when I go pro, but...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Finish up my AMA career at 85.
Dude, that's great.
Did you hear the part of Drew's episode where we were talking about you could be the first fighter to ever compete in every single weight class?
Yeah, but I got muscle, so I can't get down all the way down to 25.
Oh, you're going down to 25.
I cut off my left leg.
One-legged fighter.
Right. Well, he said he was going to do it.
They sanction him somehow.
By any means.
Right. Texas law is wild.
I'm trying to pull off a triangle with one leg.
Right. They're like, I don't think it's going to work.
Pull down on the nub.
He needs to get his other leg. Oh.
Dominic Cruz. Shit.
Right.
Damn. Okay. So going down to 185. We talked to Drew a couple weeks ago about the weight loss in general, and he said that he drafted you up a plan in which you sold for money.
Yeah, people hit me up all the time, so I get annoyed with it a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I get hit up at least 3 times a week, and this one guy I don't really know, really like, he's like, hey, can you help me? I'm like, I don't really feel like it. He's like, I'll pay you. So I just literally just took a screenshot of what Drew sent me, sent it to him,
cropped out Drew's name,
and he paid me $20 a messenger.
The come up.
Yeah, Drew said he wanted $10 of that, but fuck it. He ain't getting shit.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's amazing.
That's turning a profit right there.
Literally.
That's nice.
My man's got a hustler mindset.
He's going to write a whole book just like based on Drew's fucking diet.
Right. He's just writing out a bunch of shit. So then what you do next is like...
Adds personal trainer to his Instagram bio. Yeah. Drew's like, what the fuck?
What did I start? I need money for this. Jesus. All right, so without giving too much away of your patented weight loss program that you can buy online, what has been the
through
secret
messenger
for you?
You mean
right? What has been the secret?
Just low carbs, finding the right time to eat. Like, I won't eat four times, at least 4 hours before I go to bed.
Okay.
And then
okay.
I make sure before I go to bed, I do like some jumping jacks, get my heart racing a little bit. Then you just drift that weight. Pretty much just drifting weight, knowing when to eat, when not to eat. And then following what Drew said, low carbs, low sugars, mm-hmm. high fats. So I have something to burn off.
Really? What is drifting weight?
It's a theory in wrestling that if you work out before you go to bed and don't go to bed, your metabolism sparks up. So while you're sleeping, you're cutting weight. And like, I'll go to bed, like, say I go to, like, the day before my fight, I went to bed at 2:20. I woke up at 2:16.
Okay.
And all I did was a little bit of jump rope, like at 3-4 minutes of jump rope.
Nice. Right. So. Wow. Okay. That works. Shit. Any like specific foods that you've been eating?
Eggs. I'm so sick of eggs.
He said that like eggs.
It's his new sponsorship.
James Eggs Neff. He's like, I didn't even agree to that one.
I guess it rhymes, but come on.
Does not rhyme.
James Eggs. The way you said it, I don't know.
Jeez, dude.
Don't ask me. You're the rapper.
I was literally having a 30-minute conversation with this man, trying to explain to him what 500 means in sports, going 500, and he still doesn't understand it.
It means when you have same wins, same losses.
Right.
So you go 500. If you win all your fights, you go 1,000.
Right. But
see, he doesn't get it. As much as you tell him, he's not going to understand it deep down.
Because in our picks overall for the whole year, we're like 14-14.
We were. We're going to update
we
that.
Were.
We were. 16 and we were like 6-6 at one point. So you're 500.
Yeah.
But then we started talking about, I don't even remember what, like, oh, like this one dude was 16-8. And I was like, oh, so he must be 500, right? Because he's won more than half he lost.
No, he's like something like seven. He'd be like in the 700s.
Oh, better. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense to me. Baseball
so
term.
Funny.
It's not even a baseball term. It's just basic math.
It's not a math. That's a number. That's a decimal. Where are you getting that from? I know math. That ain't it.
What the fuck, dude?
Anyway,
back to James Snackleberry enough.
Jesus Lord.
So, since how long has it been since you were last in the Lousy Weather Media studio?
I think right before last Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, so you guys are my Valentine's dates.
Aww.
Yes, perfect.
Every year, we'll just send each other cute little, like, classroom Valentine's Day gifts.
Powerpuff Girls and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I Mom, I wanted Dexter. That's all they had, honey.
Take home that little brown bag full of just, like, candy that your classmates got you with corny little things.
Oh, that was a come up. Fuck, and you get that one from the one girl, and it was just like, ooh. Your friend didn't get one, and you're like.
She's like, I'm trying to give you the wild hand job. You're like, yeah.
Well, I'm talking fifth grade, so I don't know about that.
Me too.
Okay.
Hey, Slim.
Don't put that on me.
All right. So since we've last seen you, what all has changed? Obviously, you made some health changes in your life. What else, though? What else is going on?
I got knocked out in 12 seconds right after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah.
But you came back strong after that.
No, I got knocked out again.
Other than that one. He said, no, I got knocked out again.
Well, that last knockout, I was winning that fight, though. That motherfucker got lucky, so.
I did see that.
What round was that?
That was first round. I dropped him like 3 times, and then he fucking threw a left hand out of nowhere. And that shit clipped my chin.
Damn.
I want to fight him.
Again?
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't
match?
Yeah, but he won't. I mean, he's a heavyweight now, and I'm trying to go down, so.
Right.
I'll fight him at 205.
Yeah, that'd be. Try getting him to cut down to.
But he won't. He won't. Heavyweight. Yeah. And I have respect for the guy. I like him. But he even just told me in the last fight he does not want to fight me again unless there's a title on the line.
Okay.
Because I punched you in the mouth for like 3 minutes straight.
Right. Yeah, you were whooping on him. You got very, very lucky. But puncher's chance is a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that teaches you a lot, though. I'm sure you went back in after that happened and kind of, you know, sat back and realized, you know, hey, maybe I don't need to rush in as much, or you know, you took something away from that. So you
I took 2 months off the gym after that. I was, you know, that loss fucked me up.
Right.
You know, getting knocked out twice in a row, so I had to take a break. That break is what really put me, because I get bored. I don't like sitting at home.
Yeah. Right.
So then that break put a fire under my ass again, and I started dropping weight again.
Good. Nice. What were you at after that fight? Like, did you like bulk back up?
Oh, yeah, I went up to like 300 pounds again, and then I didn't hit 300. I hit like 295. I was like, okay. Nope, I'm done with the threes.
Right.
So I'm trying to get down to ones now. Nice. That'd be crazy.
Trying to get down to double digits.
That's amazing, dude.
Double digits, 99 pounds. Right.
We're like, oh my God.
And introducing in this corner, one of James' legs.
Yeah, it's his one leg getting chopped off.
Which is like in there ready. Just hopping around.
It's got like a 3-0 record. It's like, what the fuck?
He's real good at the fucking jokes. Like, I don't understand.
Calf slicers on deck.
He's got 3 disqualifications from soccer kicks. Like,
he's like, it's all I can do.
Illegal knees to the ground. Oh, good Lord. But Jesus. All right. I was going to ask you. Fuck, dude, slipped my mind. I'm running on like 2 cylinders today. I stayed up way too late. This dude messaged me at 5 a.m. Like, hey, man, when can I come back on the show? And I was just up playing Apex and shit. I was like, oh, tomorrow.
At what time?
5 a.m.
I was at work, and I was listening to Drew's thing at work. And I was like, you know what? I haven't seen those guys in a while.
What a contrast in lifestyles.
Right,
James
literally.
Is hard at work, and you're literally off like 27 hours straight of life playing fucking video games.
I wasn't hard at work. I was pretty much just sitting in the bathroom.
Doing that little like 15-minute bathroom break.
Yeah, paid toilet, paid shit. Yeah.
Bro, when I used to work at a grocery store, that used to be my shit. Just go upstairs in like the little VIP fucking employees only bathroom and just never shit once in my life. Just sit on my phone for 20 minutes and just
milk it.
Yes, just jerk
milk
off.
The clock.
Just jerk off. No, I said drift off. But
I thought you said jerk off too.
I mean, I jacked off at work before.
I mean,
all right. All
right. I respect it.
Wild.
Sometimes you get those random boners, you gotta get them out of there.
Yeah, it's like, damn, am I gonna walk around with this random boner all day, or am I gonna just get this out? You know?
Get this out.
Get this out. They go handle somebody's groceries afterwards.
Right. Ew. I hit her bag. She's like, ew. It's got a little...
Did you spit on this?
Ew. You see, like, it's got the, like, you, like, little string coming off of it.
This episode is derailed already. We're 12 minutes in.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. So, you said you got to watch a little bit of the UFC 235 main event.
234.
Or, I'm sorry, 234 main event. What'd you think of it?
I thought Anderson Silva looked like a G, man. He's 43 years old out there fighting Israel,
mm-hmm.
who's 29, a multiple champion kickboxer in his prime, and went strike for strike with him.
Yeah.
And tagged him.
Right. Yeah.
Anderson Silva just proved to me last night that he's the greatest again.
Yeah.
Even though he lost.
Right. I was talking to Crooks earlier, and... He was saying that some people were saying it's a boring main event, but I was on the edge of my seat because Anderson was actually hitting Israel, and Israel's never been hit like that, really. Like, Marvin Vettori clipped him a few times, but no one's ever broke through the guard like Anderson did and, like, countered. So it was, you know, I was like, oh. Every time Anderson would come in, I'm like, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't like that fight, then if you thought that fight was boring...
It made me think of like the Karate Kid movies back in the day, because they're doing all that fucking crazy flash shit.
I mean, that's just that's a lot of skill and technique going on right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cannot say that fight is boring. That's a lot of head games going on, a lot of physicality. I mean,
that
was a beautiful
how,
fight to watch.
How good Anderson was in his prime, because we can do that at 43.
Right.
He probably would have
murked. 10 years ago.
Yeah, he would have murked Israel 10 years ago.
Dude, insane. And I was shocked at how good he looked. I thought Israel was going to go in there and watch him. To
so did I.
But, dude, he held his own. You know, Israel didn't really know. Like, he saw a lot coming, but he didn't really know how to get in there.
Yeah.
And get in close and do what he needed to do. But he still got the win.
Yeah.
Looked dominant.
Yeah.
And now he's on his way to the belt.
And, of course, Slim and I will be covering UFC 234 and previewing the upcoming card on ESPN after we interview our boy, James, the Nerf Ball. So many nicknames on the show.
Yeah. Right. You can't call him that anymore. He's like a...
but he's one of those little
like the skinny, Nerf football, like the spiral.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Tail coming off. You can throw that bitch like 800 yards.
I still got the big head too, so that's perfect.
Oh, my God. So I saw something on your Instagram story last night about you wanting to get skin surgery.
Yeah.
What's going to go on with that?
I want to get a tummy tuck, you know, because I probably dropped 15 pounds with just that. And
wow.
And like looking at the pictures of my fight, man, since I started losing weight, I've been getting self-conscious about it because, you know, I'm not losing weight to look worse than I did before.
Right, right, right. Right.
And you literally see every time I threw a punch, my belly, it's not even my fat anymore. I mean, I got a little bit of fat, but it's my skin just flapping around. Right. It's embarrassing. I didn't drop 170 pounds to look like that.
Right.
So no. I want to get skin surgery.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right.
So I can have abs.
Right, exactly.
And I promise you, if I get abs, you're going to want to unfollow me because that's all you're going to see. Is me post pictures of my abs.
I don't care. Some Jamal shit.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if I'm hanging out with my mom. I have no shirt on.
Just at a fucking Christmas like morning, no shirt on.
Oh my
Just
God.
Just stunting on everybody.
Dude, that's hilarious.
I was just thinking about those like fucking Hollywood dudes who get like ab fucking implants.
There you go. That's
what you're going to end up looking like.
Hopefully.
Ab implants?
Ab implants.
Do you have that?
Yes. Bro, you can basically get like any part of your body modified.
That's
literally.
Disgusting. I don't know about that.
I mean, if you get like a little something done here and there, you know, that's cool. But if you're like one of those crazy people, I don't know, man.
The bitches with big lips. That fucking creeps me out.
Right.
Oh, dude, you ever just see a porn, be watching porn and it's just like, oh, come on, shorty. Or her fucking boobs look fucking wild.
I watch porn.
Slim, get off your phone!
Texting Sean.
What's he doing?
What's up, Sean?
Is he mad?
No.
Don't be mad, Sean.
Anyway.
The jewel?
So...
Your butt jewel?
So you might get the tummy tuck. Are you going to wait till you hit like the 185 before you start doing all that? Or are you going to do that sooner than later?
I talked to my doctor about it once, and he said, try to get down to... she said, try to get down to 200 pounds, then we could do it. So if I get down to 200 pounds... I'm only like 25 pounds away from that right now.
Right.
I get down to 200 pounds with that surgery. I might be already at 185.
Right.
Because they said they're talking about like 10 to 15 pounds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, shit.
Whoa.
So if I get down to 200 pounds, that's pretty much all my cut left.
That's awesome.
Chop the skin off, make sure I stay down there. I can fight 185 and I don't have to cut anymore.
Dude, that's going
to
be so cool. All your opponents are just going from like, woo.
Yeah.
down to like little men.
Well, I mean, they're still like 6 foot tall 185ers.
Right.
It's weird.
But smaller than what you're used to.
Yeah, because 6 foot tall looks short to me. I'm used to fucking...
6 foot two to you is like, 5'8" to other people.
Yeah.
Right. Literally. So this last fight you fought was at a catch weight of like, what, 218 or something
220.
Like that? 220. Why was that?
Oh, yeah.
They said... I was at like...
I wish you guys could have seen his reaction right there.
I was at like 228, and all of a sudden I got a text like, hey, we need to do this fight at 220. I'm like, okay.
So how far away from fight day was that?
That was like 3 weeks out, and I was already 8 pounds. Oh, I was 23 pounds for 205, which is on track. Like,
yeah.
It sucked, but I was still on track to make it. And then they said 220. I'm like, fuck, I'm already too low. I went and got a milkshake and a burger.
You're like, word.
And the guy I was fighting was at like 217. He only had 12 pounds cut, so I don't understand why I got changed to 220, but...
He just said he couldn't do it?
Yeah, if I was him, I'd be like, no, fuck you, make 205.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, make that cut hard on me. When I signed that fight, I was 254.
Oh my God. So you were ready. You were ready for that weight cut.
Yeah, I was already, you know, hard into the weight cut. I had my carbs down to like 10 carbs a day.
Damn.
You know,
10? That's it?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What is 10 carbs a day? Like, give me an example.
A french fry?
Right.
One of those?
Well, no, this has got two carbs in it.
Okay.
So I was drinking. Pretty much all my carbs came from my monsters.
Probably one of these.
Wow, Blue Moon, you're wild and not having your fucking shit on your beer.
Nutritional information on beer?
Is that not a thing?
I don't think so.
I guess it doesn't have any
Michelob Ultra only has two carbs in it. That's what I drink now. I feel like a fag drinking it. No,
thank you, bro. My one dude. We were going to the fucking Browns game and I texted him. I'm like, hey, I'm at the store. I'm about to get us some beer. What are you trying to drink? Most of my dudes are like, oh, bro, get us, like, some Christmas ale or, like, some fucking shit that's going to fuck us up. He's like, just give me, like, a 12-pack of some Michelob Ultras. I was like, laugh my ass off. Come on, bro. Seriously, what do you want? I'm at the store. This man really wanted some fucking Michelob Ultras.
Trying to drink smart.
Are they good?
No.
No, they taste like butthole. But,
but they're only two carbs.
But yeah, but after, like, you know, healthy. Trying to drink healthy.
Right.
Trying to drink healthy.
Do you have cheat days ever?
Yeah.
Not right now.
Well, right now, it's been a cheat week.
Nice.
So
I just
got out
nice.
Of fight week, so.
Treat, so.
And, yeah, you got an arm triangle, so you can indulge a little bit. But when I'm on it, it's a, every 3 weeks I'll go crazy for a meal. Like, I won't go crazy for a day because my metabolism sucks. I can put all the weight I lost in 3 weeks on in a day if I really want to.
Really?
Yeah, so like for like lunch that day, I'll go get fucking smash on a burger. Then I'll make sure after the burger I get some ice cream and fries and fucking... I'm a fat kid still. So I want everything at once.
Right. There you go.
Then after that, I'm back on it.
Basically, slim. No. In a James Neff body.
What?
You eat like that, too.
Ice cream and hamburgers?
Yes. Except they're like 2 days old, 3 days old.
Stop it. I don't really do sweets like that.
Oh, I'm a fat kid.
I love sweets.
I don't crave them, like candy and ice cream. Like, I just
give me that Reese's Royal Blizzard. Oh, any day of the week.
My gosh,
those are good. But yeah. Oh my goodness. I don't know. I just don't eat sweets like that.
I have to have like a piece of chocolate before bed, like every night. Not like right before I go to bed, but like at some point at night, I need some type of chocolate.
Last year's Easter candy, like.
Yeah. Lauren does have Halloween candy still that I will occasionally grab. It's Skittles, though.
Does she know?
So. Yeah, it's like in a fucking candy bowl.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Dude, I am just not on my game today.
You're garbage pail.
I'm sleepy.
You weren't even ready for James Neff today.
No, I wasn't. It sprung it on me. I woke up like, oh, yeah, I made those plans. It's fine. We're always ready for James Neff.
Hey. You were a little bit tipsy last night, Slim.
A little bit. Just a hint.
Not as drunk as Jake. But
no, my man was comatose.
Our one friend slept for about 6 hours. He was texting me all day, like all excited about the fights. I made him watch all the fighters, like old fights that were gonna fight that night. And then he fell asleep for like 6 hours. Dude. And he fell asleep with a beer in his hand. And we're like, Jake, why are you sleeping with a beer in your hand? And he's like, because I'm gonna drink it. And we were like, all right. And then he ended up spilling it, and he like was like mad at us that it happened, like wondering
what them.
Yeah, he's like, how did that happen?
I was holding it.
Like, bro, you were sleeping with a beer in your hand. What do you mean? And then he like gets up and I'm like, clean it up. And Slim's like, go grab some paper towels, bro. And he's like, you act like I'm supposed to just pull some paper towels out of my ass. I was like, bro, just get a fucking towel. I don't care what it is.
This is a house. There's a kitchen right there.
Like, yeah, like, bro, where do you think the paper towels are?
God. Like, Monty only has the bare essentials. Like, you can't using a candy wrapper to wipe up the mess. Like, what do you mean?
Oh my gosh, you guys are.
It was funny.
I can't wait till you guys have a house.
He snapped me today. He was like, I'm still mad you called me Cody Shriver with a beard.
I totally forgot about that. Why were you baking people last night?
I don't know. I was on one.
That's awesome. So, how often do you get to like go out and stuff, James? Or are you cutting down on that?
Oh, well, I only go to bars with Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
If you don't got Michelob Ultra on draft, it's over.
I live at Jersey's.
I go, well, my work is weird. We do 6 days on, 2 days off, 6 days on, 2 days off. So I don't get every weekend off. Okay. So every fifth and sixth weekend, I get 3 days off for the weekend.
Nice.
I go out for those.
And how's everything going at work?
Good. I just, like I said, it's pretty easy. You get to be pretty lazy and get paid like $18 an hour to do it.
So. Fuck yeah, dude. I smoke weed all day at work. Shouts out, Mitch.
Damn.
Come on, Slim. Come up with something, baby.
What? You, motherfucker. I've answered most of the questions. Or asked most of the questions. You were over there watching basketball. Ooh,
I know what I can do. I've been doing this with our fighters that have been coming on lately. I'm going to go ahead and give you some of the upcoming UFC fights of note that are, like, big names. I want you to give me your take on them.
All right.
So, give me one moment here. I'm going to get these pulled up. Starting next weekend, we got a lot of good ones, but I want to hear your take on the main event. We got Francis Ngannou going up against Cain Velasquez.
Oh, Cain Velasquez is going to wash him out.
Yes.
How many years has it been, Slim? 4 years since we've seen Cain last?
UFC 200.
I'm so interested to see what he's going to look like when he comes back.
Yeah, he's going to double leg Francis.
Francis.
Yeah, whatever Francis. His name is.
Oh, dude. That's how I envision the fight going, too. Cain just mauling him on top, bro. Yeah.
100%.
So,
what about Paul Daly and Michael Venom Page?
Ooh, that's coming up this weekend.
I mean, I like MVP, so...
MVP. 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 I can't wait for that one.
He's got it.
So this is the one everybody's waiting for. UFC 235. We got so many good fights on this one. I'll just start with the featured bout on the preliminary card, we got Jeremy Lil Heathen Stevens going up against Zabit Magomed Sharipov.
I like that Zabit kid. You know, Russians, man.
He's a dog.
Getting his first like real big test though.
Right.
Yeah.
With Jeremy Stevens, I'm interested to see what he pulls out of his.
It depends on which playbook. Jeremy Stevens shows up. Jeremy Stevens could either be a savage or just get fucking beat down.
Right. Yeah, we've seen it. Both of those happen. The fight that's going on after that, we're going to have Cody Garbrandt going up against Pedro Munhoz.
I think Garbrandt will win that.
Yep.
I think Garbrandt, you know.
I think he's thirsty to get back in there, get a win.
Depends on where his head is. You know, Cody's always been emotional. So.
Right. He seemed very laid back at the presser, though. Him and Munhoz have no bad blood. You know, they were pretty cool at the presser. So I think he's really laid back going into this fight. So not too many emotions, hopefully, going in there. But it's a big card, man. You never know.
For sure.
The third to last fight of that night in the welterweight division, Robbie Lawler going up against UFC newcomer Ben Askren.
Oh, Ben Askren's going to just double leg Robbie Lawler the whole time.
Oh, man.
I love Robbie Lawler, but that's going to be bad for him.
I'm really excited to see that fight because, I mean, we've seen Ben Askren's stand-up game, and it's not too pretty. So if Robbie can somehow... some way keep it on the feet, I'm really excited to see where that fight goes.
It's gonna be scary.
Yeah, he's gonna
the first title fight of that night is going to be Tyron Woodley versus Kamaru Usman. I think it's Tyron Woodley's hardest challenge yet.
I think Tyron Woodley's the greatest welterweight of all time.
Ooh,
I really do believe that. I mean, I know he doesn't have the statistics as GSP, but I think if you put GSP and Tyron Woodley in there, Tyron's gonna wash him.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo.
I do.
Like right now, or like GSP in its prime?
Well, GSP would just try to double leg him the whole time, and Tyron Woodley's a great wrestler.
Yeah,
and Tyron Woodley is going to try and knock his head off.
Right.
Mm. So. That fight could still happen. I mean, GSP is 36, Tyron's 34.
Yeah, I mean.
Or maybe older.
Everybody thinks GSP is so old.
I know.
That's because he was like in the UFC at 19.
Right.
Took like a 5-6 year layoff.
Yeah, something like that.
Still came back and got a belt.
So you got Woodley going for the win in that one. Okay. And then the main card headliner, John Jones versus Anthony Lionheart Smith.
John Jones.
Do you think Smith's going to be able to put up a fight? A lot of people are counting him out.
I don't think he would put up a fight at all.
I agree.
I mean, he's got the puncher's chance. But
Of course.
Got a puncher's chance.
I just think he's going to get wowed in there. Like he's going to get caught in the mystique.
I mean, everybody he fought was old, pretty much.
Except for Vulcan.
Like, I mean, he beat up like Shogun and Rashad Evans way past their prime. And Vulcan, I don't think Vulcan's as good as everybody thought he was.
Right. Well, that remains to be seen because he's only really had like 4 fights in the UFC. But
speaking of the devil, Vulcan Ozdemir going up against light heavyweight prospect, one of Slim's favorite fighters, Dominic the Devastator Reyes.
I think Dominic Reyes. I'm not impressed with Vulcan. I think he hits hard, but he got outclassed by DC.
Oh, 100%.
By a lot.
Yeah, and you know, I just don't think he's on. But I don't know.
Last one I got for you here. Oh, actually, never mind. I got a couple more. Darren Till, Jorge Masvidal.
I think Darren Till is going to smack him around.
Ooh, that's gonna be a tough fight though, and that's at the O2 Arena in London. That's gonna be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, but I think Jorge is gonna be stupid and try to stand with him, and that's not smart for your health.
That's fair. I agree with that one. This one's really exciting. I can't wait to see this one. We got Wonderboy Thompson going up against Anthony Pettis in his first fight in the welterweight division. I can't wait to see what he looks like as a welterweight.
I don't think it's going to be good.
Dude, the height
I don't either. He made 145 at one point, then he missed it the next fight. Like,
right.
And Stephen Thompson's a pretty big welterweight.
Well, he says he walks around 190.
Yeah. And wow. Stephen Thompson's only really lost to Darren Till and Woodley.
Mm-hmm.
Both are bad.
I think that's a good stylistic matchup, but just
and
not
Anthony
the right
Pettis.
Size guys.
Yeah, Anthony Pettis is like 1-5 at his last 6 fights.
Right.
Okay, this is the last one I have for you. Edson Barbosa going up against Justin Gaethje.
That's going to be the craziest fight ever.
It's going to be a leg kick massacre.
Oh, my God.
Whoever loses that fight is not going to be walking out of there.
No. I don't know if either of that. I don't know if anybody's going to walk out of that fight.
They're leaving their shins in the cage.
Yeah.
They're hanging them up on the top.
I'll give it to Gaethje just because he's a little tougher.
Ooh.
But Edson's also a lot more tactical.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, I think Edson's going to tee off on Gaethje.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, he's just going to do like kind of what he did to Dan Hooker.
Well, hopefully if Gaethje gets teed off on him, he'll try to wrestle a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, because everyone keeps talking about, I like to stand and bang. Like, dude, you're a college collegiate wrestler. Like, yeah. Get in there, man. Win a fight. Like,
yeah, stop getting your fucking brain beaten.
What about James Vick versus Paul Felder?
Paul Felder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. That's coming up next weekend, right?
I think so. Nice. Might be wrong.
Yeah, can't
James
wait.
James Vick got slept by Gaethje.
I know.
Quick.
Got kablammoed after talking all that shit, too.
Right.
That's the rough... that's how the cookie crumbles when you talk shit.
Man, my burps
stink. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
You got anybody you want to fight right now? Anybody been talking shit to you?
Well, Dom Johns told me I was an easy fight, so...
Who?
Dom Johns.
Let him relax. Last guy?
Huh?
Was that the last guy?
No, that's the guy. I said something to Scott at the fight. So I'm like, I want to fight Dom Johns. He's a heavy hitter. He's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
He fights 185, 205. I'm done with these heavyweights.
Right.
So I was like, I want Dom, you know, I'd like somebody like Dom Johns. I just mentioned his name because I actually have a little bit of respect for him. But then he came back and said, I don't know if that'd be a good fight, but I'll do it. And just called me an easy fight. I'm like, fuck you, dude.
Right.
You know, I fought Jordan Beverly. He's the number two guy ranked in the fucking area.
Yeah.
With an 8-3 record. Then I fought Tyree, and anybody who watched that fight, and I'm not dissing Tyree, I like Tyree. I actually call Tyree a friend, but
yeah, Tyree's a funny dude.
Anybody who watched that fight knows I was fucking winning that fight.
Yeah.
And I got, you know, so you're gonna call me an easy fight because I had two bad, like, no, fuck you, dude. How about this? You make it out of the first round with me, I'm gonna choke you unconscious in the second.
Yes. I fucking love that. So
spicy talk.
So hopefully maybe he wants to get that done at 205.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to get the skin surgery, too, so
right.
That pissed me off. Don't ever call me an easy fight. I train way too hard. I'm way too motivated. Don't ever call me a fucking easy fight.
Yeah, right.
Ooh.
Dude. Nice. Some fire.
I hope they get that set up. I want to see James Neff in there with a little bad blood.
So you're going to look like a completely different person at 185.
Yeah. I want, you know, it's the year of taking nobody's shit.
Right.
You know, fuck you guys. You guys call me an easy fight. Well, how about this? I dropped 170 pounds. Now I'm here. Let's do this.
Oh.
Yes.
They're talking all that shit because they don't think he's going to do it. Then he's going to show up looking ripped with that six pack. They're about to be like,
you modified know, abs.
You know, and I mean, I still respect Dom. He hits hard. I'm not talking shit on him, but
yeah.
Don't call me an easy fight. I've never been an easy anything. I was never an easy wrestling match. I was never an easy, you know.
Right.
I beat up guys that are twice your size. How are you going to call me an easy fight?
Right.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, height on you.
Height, weight, 360-pound men I had bouncing their head off the canvas. Don't call me an easy fight.
Right.
Talk that talk, James Neff.
I love it.
Talk that fucking talk.
I love it.
That's Snackleberry.
Snackleberry.
Also, there's somebody, his name's Chris. He was respectful. He said, he's asked me, if when I get down to 185, we'd run it. I like, you know, and he's cool.
Yeah.
I have no disrespect for him. Yeah. You know.
Just a little
like. We can run it.
Right.
I like that.
You know.
Any pro plans?
Yeah. I want to win my next three fights, get to 8-6, and then go pro. Nice. I'm tired of, you know, I've been fucking fighting since I was 19. I'm 25 now.
Nice.
You know, it's getting about that time.
You know, and I've.
Start making some money.
Yeah. And I've always fought the best. My last guy, I'm not even talking on him. He wasn't the best of the best, but I came off too awesome. Right. I needed to fight like that.
Right.
Other than that, you look at my fucking record, you look at the guys I fought, and anybody I've lost to still got like a 7-2, except for Tyree, he's got like a 7-2 record or pro now. Like, I ain't out here fighting bums.
Right.
Exactly. You know, and that's my biggest thing. Terry gets mad at me because I want to fight the bad guys, you know, baddest guys. But fuck it.
So you get better, iron sharpens iron?
Yeah. You know, and when I turn pro, this shit goes away anyways.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, none of that matters.
No one really talks about amateur records.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our boy Jeff Hughes coming up, too, in the next couple months. How do you think our boy Jeff Hughes is going to do?
I think Jeff Hughes is going to knock him out. Jeff Hughes came into the victory the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he fucking bloodied me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Busting you up.
Yeah, because I'm a heavyweight, so like he was going late with all the 185ers, and he's like, oh, this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't head kicking or anything, but he was definitely throwing some stank on his punches.
I hit him with the big ping.
Right. The Devante. Damn, Jeff.
Nah, Jeff's cool.
Jeff, that's me.
Jeff is cool.
Jeff
he
is
was,
cool.
We were talking to him last night during the fights. He had some interesting stuff to say.
Right.
I like love Jeff. That guy.
Love him.
He wants to fight Tai Tuivasa. I'm going to go ahead and put that out in the air because he will claim that Jeff Hughes wants Tai Tuivasa ASAP. Like, bad.
What do you think about that?
I think Jeff's. I really do believe this. I'm not just saying this because I know him. I really think Jeff's at level already. It'd be a top 10 heavyweight.
Absolutely.
I think if you put him in there with somebody like, you know, I'm not even dissing on Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis trains like 30 minutes a day.
Right.
The heavy, I don't think that's true. I can't believe that he's at this level. Bro, of competition.
I think it's true.
I read a story. This dude like chilled with Derek Lewis for an entire day, bro, and like he literally like showed up, like hit pads for like a little bit, and then they bounced. And then I guess he was supposed to do cardio, and like they pulled up, and it was raining a little bit, and he was like, "Fuck this shit," and they just like pulled off. Like,
yeah.
Dude, he just hits hard, and he knows how to keep his chin tucked where he doesn't get knocked out, and he's making the most out of that shit.
But damn, man, like he could be great. He's quick.
Yeah, but
he's quick.
Heavyweights don't. Well, not all heavyweights, but some of the heavyweights in the UFC just are big athletes. That's it.
Well, true. I mean, you got like...
That's why when you see sometimes a heavyweight go down to 205, they'll get washed because they don't train.
True.
Yeah, as hard as the 205ers do.
Right. I think the heavyweight division now is more stacked than it's ever been.
Yeah.
You have like Curtis Blaydes.
Yeah.
Justin Willis coming up.
I think Curtis Blaydes is a beast. That last Nagano knockout I thought was a little early.
Yeah, that caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. I thought Blaydes was going to take him down just like I think... Kane is going to take him down, but yeah. Who knows, man?
Well,
I'm really excited to see what Kane looks like.
I know. I think he's got gray hair now.
How old is he? He's not that old.
He was like 32 his last fight, so he's got to be like 36 now.
Something
damn.
Like that.
Damn.
It's crazy. There, but
he's crazy!
So, he'll be all right. Well, what if we see that Stipe-Kane fight?
Oh, that's a...
Wow.
That's always been the talk.
I like...
Stipe's the best heavyweight ever.
Yeah.
Well, what if he fought Kane? That's always been.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's who Stipe should fight next. Since DC won't rematch him,
I try to
beat up on his teammate.
Yeah, Stipe needs to take a fight. He's been sitting on the sidelines just begging for this title shot.
Yeah. I say Stipe fights the winner of that fight.
Yeah, that's and then whoever wins it make like, hey, Dana, you have no thing left.
Well, isn't Daniel's retirement date March 30th?
Yeah, but he prolonged that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he say
he's,
that?
Well, yeah, I mean, he still wants that Brock Lesnar fight. Mm-hmm. He's going to make like, after all the pay-per-view sales, probably make like 20
DC,
million.
What a turd.
What a turd.
He just does some really turdish stuff. Like now like is not the time to retire, bro.
No.
You need to fight John Jones pinnacle. Again.
He's at the peak of his career. He's everywhere.
He just has to fight John Jones again. That's,
he was the only...
He can't avoid that.
He was winning that second fight, I thought. He was starting to in the third round.
Oh, he before was finding his groove.
Yeah, before he got like head kicked. Like, was John was in trouble.
Momentum. No, for sure. Not,
John was in trouble.
Right.
I agree with you.
Man, my burps stink. I just had some wings before I came in
here.
It's
all right. Slim fucking... I just keep watching him.
Shut up. At least I'm leaning away from the mic this time.
I mean, dude.
Last time we were like, all right, guys, we're going to get out of here. He's like, cancel the show. Stop the show before you burp on anyone else's ears. I was like, okay. That's funny. What else do I got for James?
James, what was your last walkout song?
Fall by Eminem.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was perfect because, you know, he's talking about people talking shit on his name.
There you go.
It's a year taking nobody's shit.
What's going to be your next one?
I don't know. I might. Depends what I'm feeling. I'm not going to I'm Sexy and I Know It anymore. That's funny. Now everybody's like, who's a douchebag? It was funny when I was fat, right. But now it's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, we think see the abs, bud.
That's so funny. How's everything going at Victory?
Going great, man. We got a good thing going on down there.
Hell yeah.
We got some new guys, like this kid, he's a heavyweight, his name is Jalen. Hey, once he gets hands behind him, dude, you're going to want to watch his fights. Because I was holding mitts for him like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked my leg one time and I wanted to lay down.
Cool.
And then he's a beast grappler. He's only been in there for like 7 months. He's already tapping me out.
Wow.
And I wrestled, you know, and I've been doing this shit a long time.
Did he wrestle too?
No, he never wrestled, but he's been, ever since he started been doing grappling competition, every time he's winning them.
Wow.
So I really, that's the new guy in the gym that I cannot wait to see throwing. Like, his hands are not there yet, and he'll be the first one to tell you that, but once he gets a little bit of hands, dude, he's big, he's 6'2", he kicks like a mule, he'll be knocking people out. Ooh. And if you want to grapple with him, and he's got long legs, he knows how to use them.
Okay. Wow.
So
I'm trying to check this kid out.
Yeah, he's a
beast.
How
much does he weigh?
He's like 230.
I gotta stop the cat from playing with my coat.
You want me to, should I answer?
Yeah, you can answer.
All right. He's like, I think he's like 235, so, you know, somebody like him's like, the reason I want to get on to 205 and 85.
How's it feel kind of getting more and more seniority within the gym and kind of being that guy people look up to?
I don't want to be the guy people look up to.
Really?
Like, yeah, because, oh, not in the gym. Like, I don't mind those guys, but I don't even really look up to me. They just, it's talking about the weight loss. Everybody, like, I went from the guy that everybody used to make fun of, like, not in the gym, but the guy that everybody made fun of. Like, I had a dad tell me one time my existence is fucking disgust him because I was so big. Whoa. You know, and that, yeah, you know, I had a lot of, you know, girls laughing at me all the time, and all of a sudden I lost weight. I got people fucking hitting me up for inspiration. I'm an inspiration. I got put in the spotlight. No, fuck that. I don't want to be in the spotlight. I want to do my fuck you tour.
Yeah,
fuck everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
anybody who talks shit on my name can get it. Fuck you.
Hell yeah, baby. I love it.
That's perfect.
You know, I like that fire you got lit under your ass right
yeah
now.
I'm fucking pissed, you know, especially right. Like, I had this girl hit me up one time. She fucking rejected me and laughed at me in my face, and then I fucking smashed like 2 months ago just to fuck you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's my guy, the revenge fuck. Pulling her hair hard.
Revenge tour doesn't just stop at ass kicking.
I'm fucking all you hoes, too. All you bitches can get it is what I right, meant.
Yeah. Well, I'm not fucking all the hoes. It's just that one hoe.
He's but honest, was, too. I love it.
It's just... it's not like I'm fucking out here pulling all these bitches. I'm not. I'm getting rejected.
Wait till you get that surgery.
Yeah, wait till I get the abs, then I'll start getting like two bitches.
Damn, mad threesomes.
Hold a shot.
James Orgy Neff.
Oh my
His
God.
His post-fight speech is like, yeah, I've been busting like four nuts a day, so I've been feeling good lately.
Dude.
Drew's just like, what? Who is this monster I've created?
You stole me $10.
You ain't getting your $10, Drew.
I fucking love it.
Oh my God. So, going off what Monty said earlier, like, do you see yourself, you know, you're only 25, you're but you do have, like he said, some seniority in there now. Do you see yourself becoming more of a coach and like a not, I don't want to say inspiration, but like someone that people come to for advice on moves and strategy?
Yeah, it was like when it was really cool. Like, I have so much respect for Maul. I look up to Maul.
Hell yeah.
But when he fought Ado was a huge wrestler, and Maul came to me because I wrestled. Mm-hmm. I helped Maul. That was really cool. Like, Maul's a way better fighter than me, and I'll admit that. But I'll never call myself his coach, but to actually work, see somebody who I respect like that ask me for advice.
Right.
Was awesome. It was cool.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I know he lost that fight, but his takedown defense, like, Ado takes down everybody, and Maul even took Ado down, like, twice. I thought Maul won that fight. I'm a little biased, but, you know, yeah. to see the growth in his wrestling,
right.
And I'm not correlating, that's all on him, but to show that, to be able to be a part of that was awesome.
Nice. Absolutely.
That was awesome.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah. You know, I'm not in the gym just so I can win. I want to see, you know, fucking 10 years from now, I want to see all of us in the UFC just fucking whooping ass.
Yeah, your people succeed.
You know what I mean?
Sure, for sure. The whole squad eats.
Yeah.
Speaking of Maul, what do we think about No Beard Maul?
Did he chop the beard?
Dude, the whole beard's gone.
I didn't see it.
What?
Dude.
I haven't been in the gym that much this week.
Bro, he has a fat mustache. That's it. He chopped the whole beard off, dude.
I feel like Maul can rock anything he wants.
He can. And he's stylish. You already know.
Oh, my God.
I want to see this shit.
I know.
Who does he look like?
Bro, when he put a picture on Instagram, and I was like, who is this man I'm following? I was like, that's Maul.
Who does he look like?
He rocks it.
Not Six Black, but like another R&B singer type. Like,
now look at that one, and I'll show you mine. I tried to do that for my last fight. I looked like a pedophile. Maul, I need your help on tips, bro.
I need the aesthetics. What is that? Aesthetics tips? Aesthetic.
Jiggy Smalls with no beard. I don't know.
Well, man, I gotta find mine. I look like a pedophile.
Who am I thinking of? Not Six Black, but like...
Six Black.
He looks like he's about to drop like a rap album in that picture.
Right.
Listen to him, Maul.
For sure.
Like Tyron Woodley.
Some Jiggy Small shit. Oh, no. No Tyron Woodley rap. Please.
Oh, God.
Please, no.
Yeah, here's mine. I look like a street gun came out of the fucking We're going right for the elementary school in that picture.
That's actually me camped outside of the elementary school.
chilling, so looking, the, wishing the new students a good school year.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
hilarious.
That's amazing.
How long have we been going, Slim?
45.
Nice. You got anything else for him? For our mans?
What, so you said welterweight might be in the future?
That's when I go pro. Okay. I'm not trying to cut out on water weight and then rehydrate and fight within 7 hours later. You give me a whole day, I'll do it.
Right.
Okay. But my body's short enough that I can make that, but I'm not killing myself.
Yeah, do you have a final destination goal?
170.
170? Nice.
Maybe, depending on it, if the weight cut's real easy, get down to 170.
And then just kind of keep it healthy at
keep
170.
It, and then fight 150. If I'm walking around like where I can make 155 easily, I'll go down there. I mean, I'm not trying to fight these big guys forever.
Yeah,
like
for
170
sure.
Pro, like that's Darren Till. Like,
literally.
Yeah, he fucking walks around at 210.
Yeah, that's a big guy too. Yeah.
He needs to be at 185. He needs to fight Israel.
Ooh.
So many people calling out Israel. I saw Borachinha calling him a clown.
Chris Weidman said he's not impressed.
Yeah.
Chris, what have you been doing?
Borachinha said Israel won't last two rounds with him.
I've seen that.
Borachinha was talking that spice.
I mean,
that's what happens when you win a fight like that. You got to get caught out.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Israel did good, though. I think Drew said he looked nervous, but I was like, yeah, in a day, he got bumped up to headline a pay-per-view card. The first non-title fight pay-per-view card in how long?
A while.
Like the McGregor fight
since
Diaz.
Since McGregor Diaz.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So, and that's almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe three?
Something like
Are
that.
Are they going to fight again?
Who knows? Who knows if Diaz is going to fight again? Either one.
Well, Diaz will fight again if you just throw enough money at him. He's fucking money hungry.
Yeah, but he wants like $20 million. I don't think he's worth that.
No, but.
I think depending. Connor has to fight Cowboy. I feel like that fight just has to happen. And then after that fight, if Connor wants to call out Diaz, I could definitely see that happen.
I think Connor will run through Cowboy.
Really?
I agree.
Yeah, because I love Cowboy, but Cowboy does not do good when somebody puts pressure on him.
Right.
And when Connor fights, he stalks you he gives you no room to breathe until he gets tired.
I think he'll pick Cowboy.
You know, I think that'd be kind of like a Darren. I mean, I know Darren Till hits harder than Connor because he's bigger, but I think it's the way I see it. Darren Till got right in his face and fucking walked Cowboy down, and Cowboy just had no answer.
That's true.
You let Cowboy dictate the pace, he can beat anybody.
But Darren Till was bigger than him, so he's going down to 155. He'll be bigger than Connor, but still, I just feel like Connor has more power, and I think
it's a bad matchup.
I don't think Cowboy will be ready for that kind of timing.
He'll be more technical, maybe, like because he's got more weapons. Connor will sometimes throw a spinning back kick and whatnot, but he doesn't really do the legs. He doesn't really do body kicks, and Cowboy does all of that.
And you got to think, like, training for that Floyd fight, Connor's boxing has got nothing but better.
True.
You know, even though he lost that, I mean, he trained.
But then everyone says, oh, you got rocked by Khabib. Like, well.
That's because,
Khabib just throws wild shit that no one expects. It's sloppy technique.
Bro, that punch looked like from another world. Like, he launched that so hard and threw it so fast.
You got to think, too, what was going through Connor's mind. Connor was worried about that takedown the whole time. When you get worried about somebody's takedown, that's why wrestlers look like great strikers. Until they fight another wrestler, then they get washed. Cause
right.
Yeah, exactly.
They're worried about the takedown the whole time, and then they fucking get clipped. Like, oh, fuck.
Exactly.
I totally agree with that.
And I don't think Cowboy's going to be threatening with too many takedowns, so.
No, that'll be a stand-up.
Yeah,
maybe.
For sure.
I mean
possibly, Cowboy does have submissions.
He's got a great ground game.
I mean, if I was him, I'd go try to take him down.
It's crazy. Connor's never really gotten taken to the ground other than Nate.
Chad Mendes.
Khabib.
Yeah, but he got out of that.
You mean, like, submissions-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Khabib
well, too. Yeah, but he...
But,
the rest
like,
of the fight, he didn't
never
really
just, like, taking anything. Anybody down and just laid on top of him ever.
Doesn't need to.
No.
Got the hands.
Yeah.
What do you rock, motherfuckers, with the left?
Yeah.
Nobody can take the left.
Take Khabib the left. Took it.
Right. He took everything he had.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. If I had to fight a Russian, I'm probably going to run out of the cage.
Them boys are built different.
Yeah, those fucking in the mountains and shit.
Very scary. Fighting dragons.
Goats, dragons, same difference.
Fighting goats? That's mean.
Fuck. Well, James, do you have any shout outs? Do you want to go ahead and give all your social media platforms? Let the people know where to find you.
Follow me on Instagram at SlimSexyNeff and Facebook at James Neff. Add me on Snapchat at JamesBigSexy12. Shout out to Victory MMA. Shout out to Route 250. Dom Johns, let's run it.
Ooh, hey. Ended on the call out.
Let's go.
Like so, I said, Slim and I will be back right after the... What? We're not doing it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Slim's got a different idea.
We'll just post them online.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But question, since you brought up both gyms, do you transfer your time in between each one?
Yeah, I go Monday, Wednesday, Friday at Victory, and then I try to go Tuesday and Thursday at Route 250.
Okay.
So.
There's no bad blood in between you, like, not spending all your time at one place?
No, no.
Doesn't, like, everybody at Victory go to?
No.
Well, most. Like, a couple people? Anybody?
I mean, Maul goes on there on Saturdays, but I'm the only one who does the judo with the team from Victory.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, I live in the middle of both gyms. You know, Andrew's the one who took me to Victory.
Okay.
You know, I bonded with Terry, and I've always had a friendship with Andrew since my first fight, so I'm not leaving either. They're both good. For me at least, you know, their styles mix well to make my style. Okay. You know, and I'm trying to learn from both. You know, they're both mentally sound martial artists. I don't want to give up either of them, so I'm not going to.
Nice.
Don't fix what's not broken.
Right. Yeah. And you get different trainings and different things.
Yeah, different, you know. I like Terry because he goes more balls to the wall.
Right.
And Andrew's got which are both good. He's got more of a let's break it down approach.
Right.
Sometimes there's days you need to break it down. There's days you need just to fucking go in there and smash.
Well, I think you did both in your last fight. You know, you were technical with it, but you still went in there and powerhouse got the job done.
Well, he hit me, and then we hit heads, and I forgot where I was for a second. I had a big line across my forehead. I was like, I don't remember him hitting me
when
that hard.
When did this happen?
It was like right off the rip. Like, he hit me, and then like he smacked me, and I'm literally in the cage. I had to like come back to it. Like, oh, fuck. In the cage, he was coming into me. And then after that, I just fucking, all right, we're taking you down.
Wow.
Wow.
That works.
Amazing. Yeah. Well,
the quick sub.
We will go ahead and let James get out of here. I guess Slim and I are posting our stuff online.
Yeah, I'll do it on the Facebook page.
Sure. And I guess we'll let you know our picks from last week or whatever. I don't know, man.
We'll keep a tally.
James, thank you so much for coming here and visiting us. Of course, the door is always open. Feel free to come over whenever you want. We will definitely get you in here after your next fight. Is there any talks about a fight?
No, there's no talks right now. Like I said, I want to...
Just chilling right now.
Just chilling. I want to get down to 200 pounds, but like, you know, like I said, the year taking nobody's shit. I really would like to fight Dom. It's not a... You know, he pissed me off with that comment. At first, it was respect. Now, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Don't call me an easy fight.
So let's handle it. Dom.
So,
go.
Dom April. Ray's, what's his name? Dom Johns.
Dom Johns. I knew it was like a first
You know,
name.
Dom Johns.
And I'm still going to throw him respect. He hits hard. He's a good wrestler. I'm a good wrestler. You know, in my last two fights for this one, I did get clipped. I understand that that's a scary fight, but I want that fight because don't call me an easy fight.
Wow. I absolutely agree with that.
James wants the best. I like
I don't. I mean, he's a good fighter, and, you know, but he's been submitted, too. That's what you call me. Yeah, I've been knocked out, but I've never been submitted. You've been submitted, like, three times.
Ooh.
So we both have an area where we both need to work on.
Exactly.
That's fair.
Let's see who wins that area.
Ooh.
We'll see who does better.
I can't wait for that.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, let us know before you get that done, and you can come back on. Talk even more shit.
Hell yeah.
So make sure you guys follow James on all of his social media platforms. Dude. Thank you again for coming in.
Thanks for my Valentine's date.
Yeah, thank you. Happy
Valentine's. Make sure we send you our little classroom cards.
It'll have a sucker attached to it.
Hell yeah.
Only on your cheat day, though.
Sugar free.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We're out.
Peace.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.